He'll be pulling you out of here.
Looks like we're on. Ready to go? Okay. Good morning. I'm Susan Drummond, the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today is Thursday, February 23rd, 2017, approximately 9 a.m. We have one item on the agenda. This is the Nickel Uppinghouse Accessory Dwelling Unit Conditional Use Permit. The way I usually run these proceedings is we'll hear from staff who will summarize from the planning department. We'll summarize the staff report, which I have reviewed and which is in the record. Then we'll hear from the applicant and then open it up for a public comment. And then at that point, the applicant, if their questions come up, may come back up again and address questions from either planning department or myself. So I think with that, let's get started, and we'll hear from the planning department first. Your name for the record?
Holly Roberts.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
I do.
Thank you.
Good morning. Again, for the record, my name is Holly Roberts. I'm a planner with the Kitsap County Department of Community Development. I'm here this morning to present a conditional use permit application for the Nickel Uppinghouse Accessory Dwelling Unit. At this time, I'd like to introduce Exhibits 1 through 26 into the record.
Okay. And I will admit those were the ones attached to the staff report.
And in addition, I'd like to include today's PowerPoint presentation into the record, which should be Exhibit 27.
Okay. Ms. Santos, if you could go ahead and mark that. And I do not need to see it at this point.
John and Lindsay Nickel have applied for a conditional use permit application to allow the placement of a 719-square-foot accessory dwelling unit on their 2.82-acre parcel located at 4001 Southwest Hunter Road, Port Orchard. That's in South Kitsap County, Commissioner District Number 2. The property is located within a residential area with large acreage lots. These lots are predominantly developed with single-family residences or are undeveloped. The county critical areas map shows that there are no critical area concerns on the subject parcel or surrounding parcels. You can see Huge Creek located on the critical areas map. It's approximately 1,000 feet east of the subject property. The entire property does lie within a Category 1 critical aquifer recharge area. However, single-family development is not listed as an activity with potential threat to groundwater in the critical areas ordinance, and therefore doesn't require any further analysis or reports within this designation. Outside of the existing and proposed developed areas, the required 25-foot buffer around the subject property is forested with a mix of coniferous and deciduous trees. That 25-foot required buffer is a requirement of the short plat. This property is relatively flat. It has slight rolling topography from west to east. The comprehensive plan designation for this property is rural, and the zoning designation is rural residential. The surrounding areas are also rural residential. The purpose of this rural residential zone is to promote low-density residential development and agricultural activities that are consistent with the rural character. This zone is applied to areas that are relatively unconstrained by environmentally sensitive areas or other significant landscape features. These are provided with limited public services. The site plan shows the proposed accessory dwelling unit circled in green, and the single-family residence that's existing circled in blue. The ADU will be located approximately 75 feet from the primary residence. Circled in red is a second driveway, as code requires the accessory dwelling unit and the primary residence to share the same driveway. That second driveway must be removed. A portion of that existing driveway lies within that required 25-foot short plat perimeter buffer. So when the driveway is removed, that buffer will need to be replanted. The condition for replanting the buffer is included in the staff report as condition number 11. In addition to the buffer replanting, the stormwater reviewer has conditioned the application for the removal of the driveway lying outside of the required buffer. That area will need to be scarified and replanted as lawn or other landscaping. That condition is included in the staff report as condition number 25. and access to the property shall be from Southwest Hunter Road only, which is to the north. The property contains an existing single-family residence. As you can see from the photo elevations provided, the residence is a manufactured home. The accessory dwelling unit will also be a single-story manufactured home. The applicant also proposes to paint the accessory dwelling unit with complementary gray and green base colors with charcoal trim and charcoal roof. The single-family residence is 1,782 square feet and includes three bedrooms and a detached 900-square-foot garage. The floor plans do not include accessory living quarters. The accessory dwelling unit will be 719 square feet and include a master bedroom with a den. The accessory dwelling unit will also include a 118 square foot covered porch. To date, we've received no public comment regarding this application. Staff is recommending approval of this conditional use permit application subject to 27 conditions included in the staff report dated January 31st, 2017. I have reviewed the staff report conditions with the applicant's representative, and they expressed no objections over the proposed conditions of approval. This does conclude my presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
I don't have any objections. I mean, questions at this time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is the applicant here today? Would you like to step forward? And do you have anything to add to the staff report? And I've reviewed the staff report and everything in there, but if you could just maybe briefly step forward and, okay. Oh, okay.
I just got a phone call from his associate. She's like, he's coming.
And I don't have any technical questions. I've reviewed all the exhibits and everything, and it makes sense. So, but just your name for the record.
Oh, I'm Lindsay Nickel.
Okay, and you swear to tell the truth today.
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay.
and with me is my mom. This is Lynn Uppinghouse and my daughter, Ada.
Good morning. Is there anything that you wanted to add, or is the staff report as provided by Department of Community Development?
No, it's totally comprehensive. Okay. I think the things that I would add is that on our property, we have two outbuildings that are in fairly terrible shape. And so we will be tearing both of those down and replacing it with this new ADU that's going to be very pretty. Our goal is to kind of put down roots in the community, have my mom, you know, retire mm-hmm. with us and enjoy our farm and kind of build up our farm as an agricultural base and also have kind of an intergenerational farm working in that way. Our goal is to kind of beautify the neighborhood. So we moved from King County. It's been kind of our goal to have this happen for, I think, 4 years now? Mm-hmm. A long time. We've been working a long time to have this happen. So,
good.
Yeah. I don't think I have anything else to add. Is that it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't have any questions. So.
Okay, great.
Okay. Thank you.
My job
is done. And is there anyone here from the public who wanted to testify? No. Okay. So let the record reflect that there is no public comment. Did the planning department, do you have any questions or any clarification?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Great. I think that's it. I will grant the ADU a written decision. I'm required to get it out within 10 days. I'll have it out next week, though, sometime. I usually get them out. Yeah. You're welcome. Well, I guess it sounds like a good project and a long time in the making. So I think that's it. Does the planning department, do you all have anything else for today? Any other questions, anything?
Okay. No, that was the only thing on the agenda.
Okay. Well, decision will be out shortly next week sometime. And I think we are adjourned for the day.